The Giant Cookie by Clark Ness. Chapter 1, Lunch. The students from Miss Smith's class were in the gym. They were eating lunch. "I just love lunchtime," said Sarah.
"Me too," said Sammy.
"Hey, Willie," said Mike. "That is a cool cookie."
"Thanks," said Willie. "It came with my lunch."
"It looks like a little cookie man," said Ethan.
Chapter 2, Bigger.
"Maybe we could make it bigger," said Dan. He pulled the lucky buffalo nickel out of his pocket.
"You need to be careful with that nickel," said Beth.
"Miss Smith said I could use the lucky buffalo nickel at lunch," said Dan.
"It'll be fun to see the cookie get bigger," said Andy.
"Bigger cookie, bigger cookie, bigger cookie," said Dan.
Poof! Willie's cookie started to grow.
Chapter 3, Grow.
"Cool," said Dave. "Look at that cookie grow."
"Look, the cookie is as big as a cat," said Emily.
"Now it is as big as a dog," said Olivia.
"Oh no, it just got as big as a horse," said Emma.
The gym went quiet. Everyone had stopped eating. They all watched Willie's cookie grow.
"It is as big as an elephant," said Abby.
Chapter 4, Gulp.
"The cookie is standing up. It has stopped growing. Its head almost hits the ceiling of the gym," cried out Matt.
The cookie looked down at all of the students. None of them moved.
"Look, the cookie is licking its lips," said Chris.
In a flash, the cookie reached down and grabbed Dan. Gulp!
"The cookie just ate Dan," screamed Hannah.
Chapter 5, Glasses of Milk.
"Someone grab the lucky buffalo nickel. We need to get rid of this cookie," said Jacob.
"We can't get the nickel. Dan has it, and he is inside that giant cookie," cried out Grace.
Ashley jumped up from the table. She ran to the lunch ladies.
"Give me 2 big glasses of milk," she said.
The lunch ladies quickly handed her 2 big glasses of milk. Chapter 6, Brave Ashley. The students were frozen in their seats. The giant cookie looked at all of them. It licked its lips again.
"It is going to eat another one of us," cried out Josh.
Ashley held a glass of milk in each hand. Bravely she walked toward the cookie. When she was just 10 feet away from the giant cookie, it saw her. It grabbed her and picked her up. Chapter 7, Got Milk? As the cookie was about to put Ashley in its mouth, she yelled, "Hey, cookie, got milk?" She threw the milk that was in the 2 glasses onto the face of the giant cookie. In an instant, the cookie became soggy from the milk. It fell apart and crashed to the floor. Luckily, the crumbled cookie was soft, so Ashley came down without getting hurt. Dan popped out from the pile of cookie crumbs. Chapter 8, Thanks.
"Thanks, Ashley. You saved me," said Dan.
"I am glad that I thought about milk and cookies," said Ashley. "I know that milk will make cookies fall apart." Dan took the lucky buffalo nickel out of his pocket.
"Normal, normal, normal," he said.
Poof! Everything was back to normal, and the students went back to eating their lunches.
"We have to be careful with this lucky buffalo nickel," said Dan. "It sure is powerful."